We return at this time to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and as we do, I will remind you that what we are studying today is a lesson on the Christian hope. Now, we've got three texts for this lesson that we read in our last class. John 14, 1-3, where Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1-10, where he says, "We know this earthly house of our tabernacle will be dissolved, but we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." And 1 John 3, verses 2-3, says, "We are now the children of God, and we know not what we shall be like, but we'll be like him, even as he is." And then we read the devotional material from Revelation 21, verses 1-7, about the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. But there's additional material. It says for the teachers, but I think this is good for the students as well. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31, and going down to the end of the chapter in verse 46. And then turn over to 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13-18. And we'll do that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now let's read this additional material, beginning in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31. "But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee, or athirst, and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick, and in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it unto one of these my brethren, even these least, ye did it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto one of the least, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Now let me read to you the second additional material for teachers, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13-18. "But we would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that fall asleep, that you sorrow not, even as the rest who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them also that are fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and are left unto the coming of the Lord shall in no wise perceive them that are fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive that are left shall meet together with them, and be caught up in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, under the helps and hints for the teachers, we read that after instituting the Lord's Supper and before his prayer in John 17, Jesus had a conversation with his apostles that was most profoundly interesting. And it's contained in the last part of John 13, 14, 15, and 16. Bright, beautiful, and glorious is the Christian's hope. Learn what this hope is and what it does for us. And there are two more recommended readings. One from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. And here we read, well, in hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For he who hopeth for that which he seeth, But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. The other reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. I'm turning there now. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. By two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie, that we may lay hold, that we may have a strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and entering into that which is in the veil. Now let's turn to our lesson text. John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. The announcement made by Jesus that one would betray him and all would forsake him, Peter would deny him and he would depart from them, this all caused great sorrow to the apostles. When the betrayal, the arrest, the mock trial, the cruel scourgings, and the cross before him, Jesus here speaks not out of his own sorrow, but seeks to console his apostles. Frequently in this conversation, Jesus spoke of the trouble and sorrow of the apostles. He said to them that while they were then sorrowful and would weep and lament, and those who killed them would think such persecutions was God's service, yet their sorrow shall be turned into joy, which none could take away. Believe in God, he said, and believe also in me. Jesus knew on account of his death the apostles would lose hope. The following expression shows that they did. It says in Luke 24 and 21, but we hope that it was he who would redeem Israel. This hope began to fail on the night of this lesson in John 14. Hence, the encouragement is given here. Since the apostles would still believe in God when Jesus had been taken from them and killed, they should still believe also in him, and they should walk by faith. This was from God and for their good in the salvation of the race. He was in the Father, and the Father in him. And believing in God, they should believe in him. Leaving them, he would go to the Father. Jesus foretold these things, that when they should come to pass, the faith of the apostles might not be shaken. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. God's house is heaven. There is the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11 and verse 10. This is the new Jerusalem John saw, this city coming down out of heaven, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. When this takes place, the tabernacle of God will be with men, and he will be their God, and they will be his people. This city needs no sun, nor moon, nor stars to give light. The sun, the moon, and the stars will all pass away with the present heaven and earth. The light of this city is the glory of God and of the Lamb. There is no night there, because God and the Lamb are always there. They are the light. The gates stand always open to receive the redeemed, but nothing unclean or abominable or that loves and makes a lie can enter. However, the redeemed of all the ages will inhabit it. I want to read to you from Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 27. And there we read, "There came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, who were laden with the seven last plagues. And he spake with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And be carried away with me in spirit to a mountain great and high. And he showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, as it were a jasper stone, clear as crystal, having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east were 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that spake with me, for he had a measure, a golden reed, to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length thereof is as great as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height thereof were equal. And he measured the wall thereof 104 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, an angel. And the building of the wall thereof was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto glass. The foundations and the walls of the city were adorned in all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth, the emerald, the fifth, the sardonyx, the sixth, sardis, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysophrase, the 11th, janseth, and the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold. It was as transparent as glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are the temple thereof. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine upon it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the lamp thereof is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk amidst the light thereof, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. And the gates thereof shall in no wise be shut by day. For there shall be no night there, and it shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean, or he that maketh an abomination and a lie, but only they that are written in the Lamb's book of life." Well, that's a beautiful description of that heavenly home, isn't it, that we will receive someday? Going on with our reading, Jesus said, "If it were not so, I would have told you." Jesus told the apostles the truth, that he must suffer and rise from the dead, and that he must go away and had it been otherwise, he would have told them, but his going was for their good.